Day 24. Revelation 8, verses 1 through 6. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it on the earth. And there were peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Now the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. Today we got a glimpse at a moment that feels both serene and incredibly ominous. When the Lamb finally opens the seventh and last seal, there's an extraordinary event. Silence in heaven for about a half an hour. Think about that. Up until now, heaven has been filled with constant, booming worship, thunderous declarations of praise. But for 30 minutes, everything just stops. Imagine the sudden, deafening quiet. This silence isn't peaceful in a relaxing way. It's a terrifying hush, the pregnant pause that simply signifies the immense weight and gravity of what's about to happen. It's the moment before the storm breaks, a divine holding of breath before the final decisive judgments are unleashed. It tells us that what's coming next is so profound, so devastating, that even the ceaseless praise of heaven must fall silent in solemn anticipation. Following this profound quiet, John sees seven angels. Each of them is given a trumpet. Trumpets in the Bible often signal a divine announcement, a call to attention, or the start of a significant event. These aren't just any trumpets, they are instruments of divine judgment. Then another angel appears, this one standing at the altar with a golden censer. This angel is given a large quantity of incense, which is offered along with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar before the throne. It's a beautiful echo of what we saw earlier with the prayers of the saints being like incense. Here, all those prayers, presumably for justice and for God's kingdom to come, are being gathered and presented before God. It's a powerful assurance that every single prayer offered by believers throughout history is remembered, honored, and plays a part in God's unfolding plan. Even in the midst of escalating judgment, our prayers are potent and purposeful. But then the nature of the incense changes. The angel fills the censer with fire from the altar and hurls it down to the earth. And when that censer hits, there are thunderings, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. This isn't just a symbolic gesture, it's a direct, forceful act. The very prayers that ascended as fragrance now descend as a catalyst for divine judgment. It signals that the time for restraint is over, the season for final action has arrived. This passage teaches us about God's perfect timing and the weight of His justice. The silence in heaven shows the solemnity of what's to come. The trumpets are prepared, and the prayers of God's people, far from being ignored, are integral to the process. They are presented, accepted, and then in a dramatic twist, become the very fuel for the next wave of God's righteous response to a rebellious world. It's a powerful reminder that our prayers matter, and that God's justice, though sometimes delayed, is absolutely certain and terrifyingly complete when it arrives. Let's pray. Lord, the thought of your judgment is sobering. Thank you that my prayers are heard and are part of your plan. Grant me a heart that longs for your kingdom to come. Amen.